Oh, do you guys follow that college admission scandal this year? That was pretty fun, right? That was my favorite. Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky. What an awesome low-stakes scandal. They were just like, do you want to see Aunt Becky in prison? And we're all like, sure, yeah. That costs us nothing. The thing that's so funny about that is that it was only the moms who got in trouble. Because the dads are just paying zero attention. They're just all taking naps. It totally tracks because I would tutor kids sometimes for money, you know? just for money, you know? Not for love of the game. When you tutor the kids, you have to talk to the parents before you start working with the kids. It's funny, there's always a big difference when you talk to the mother and the father in terms of how much they know about their own kids. The mom is always way more on top of her shit. I was talking to one mom, she was like, okay, my son, he got a 65 in the last math test, a 58 in the last science test, and a 46 on his last French test. You know, talk to the dad, and he'd be like, my son, I think he's 9. Want to say 9, but that's plus or minus 3. Do not quote me because I haven't checked. So I had to adjust updates for the parents based on which one I was talking to. If I was talking to the mom, like, all right, he's doing better in math. He needs some more work in French. And the dad would come in and be like, how's my boy doing? I'll be like, your son is 12. And he'd be like, all right, huh? Not bad. Keep up the good work. You hear that, honey? 9 or something. Just instantly forgets. I worked with one kid who was homeschooled. Man, that kid had no friends. None of you care. Shut up. What a crazy decision to make to homeschool a kid. How are they going to make friends that way? Do you guys remember school? It was tough making friends when other kids were near you. Alone in your room, you're gonna bank on your mom? All right. I was working with this kid one day, right? And I was teaching him math, right? And I was using a calculator because I don't know math, you know? I never learned it. And the mom takes me aside and she was like, you cannot use a calculator. And I was like, you can, it's so easy, you know? Like, basically magic, you know? She's like, no, I don't want him to see you use a calculator and then think that's okay and then have problems in his life going forward. It's like, lady, you think a calculator is what's going to make him have problems in his life going forward? I'm his best friend. That's a way bigger problem. We're gonna make a list of who to invite to his birthday party. It was his sister and me. That's a huge issue. You're right, he doesn't need a calculator. He can add up to 2 friends on his own. You don't need fancy technology for that.